You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kim Bocamper's appearances on The Joe Rose Show are brought to you by The Sizzler. Visit The Sizzler in Marysville and our newest location in Milpitas. Mention Kim Bocamper's name and get 10% off our early bird special. Bocamper discount is only valid at the Milpitas location.
We don't ever take a shot at Sizzler.
No discount at the Maryville Sizzler?
We stopped by there. I tell you what, love Sizzler.
He used to be, look, I
still still rolling. There can't be too many left there.
No.
Is there any in South Florida, Sizzler?
No, there aren't.
I remember going to Sizzler a lot. I mean, there was one right down, we lived out in Plantation, right down Broward Boulevard. We'd knock that out a couple times a week. You're probably like me when you grew up. We never had good steaks.
No, they're all a little rough.
So my mother would they'd bring them like that. Like one big round, it was about about the size of a, maybe a Monopoly board.
Right.
And it had one bone in the middle, one round bone. And she'd make like 8 or 9 steaks out of it, and they were like tough as nails.
Yeah,
you know?
That's funny.
The first
you said
time I
that.
Went to a steakhouse, it was a real steak. I go, well, what's this?
By the way, Sizzlers, because I've been eating at Sizzlers every time I go back to good old Marysville.
Yeah.
And I was shocked when my aunt, my 88-year-old aunt, goes, your father and I go to Sizzlers. It's really good, and they got the buffet with it. You can eat all you want at the salad bar.
The salad bar used to be really good,
and the ice cream machine.
Yeah,
chocolate and vanilla, and they just sit over there.
You mean the Josh Friedman machine?
Oh man, you had to go there.
Jeez, Bo.
What?
Josh was mad at me for those comments. You're a bad guy.
I think you're a bad guy. I got some ice cream. You know what? I got some ice cream yesterday at the mall.
And you thought of that.
And I thought of Josh, yeah. I'm not there. I like
you
Josh.
You weren't there when that happened. Were you standing there
No, but I've heard about it many a times.
So Louie was there.
Did he put sprinkles on there too?
Oh, it was loaded. And it was like, it was 19 inches over the top. And I just looked at Josh and I go, and we were down like 20 at the half. It was a NBA playoff game.
Yeah, it was a Heat game. It was in the media room, and they had the ice cream. I was there.
Had the big ice cream, and by the way, he went right for it. He skipped the hot dogs, and he just went for enough ice cream for 19 guys. And I looked at Big Josh.
Stop. This is near.
No. Well, he said it.
This is not true.
And I said, Josh, do you really need that ice cream? That's all I said. And he was mad for 2 years.
He was like,
you shouted it out and the entire media contingent heard it.
And that's where I made the mistake. Yeah. I did. I didn't say
it. You could have just whispered, right? Hey, Josh, you know, really?
You know, we run commercials early in the morning about fat shaming because of him.
We do.
It's true.
Really?
Have you heard them?
No, I don't.
You
got to
listen at 5 a.m.
It's hurtful. It's hurtful. No, it is.
Listen at 5 a.m.
Hey.
Yeah, they run the commercials because of him.
It's not because of him. You just make stuff up.
They were fine. They had to start running commercials.
There you go again, making stuff up.
There are more rotund people than just Josh Friedman.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, can I ask you something else?
We talked about the airplane thing, by the way.
Were you
part of this?
No,
right?
No, he was on the team plane
because
he did the 11 days. Jimmy and I were flying back and forth. We took what was it, Southwest Airlines?
Yeah, did you hear about this?
No.
So, you know, Southwest, you get priority, and you get sit wherever you want.
Yeah, now you do. It's
so
new, right?
So that was great. So Jimmy and I were like 5-1 and 5-6. So we were two of the first ones. I go, Jimmy, we got right in the front. This is great. Jimmy takes a window. I take the outside. The problem was they said the plane was packed.
Yeah.
Somebody had to sit in the middle.
And?
We got a guy to maybe 300.
Okay.
And he filled out both sides. Yeah. And Jimmy's trying to – like put his head on the window. And you know Jimmy got no patience at all.
Let me ask you, who got the armrest?
Oh no, the guy just said sorry as I got bumped off.
Yeah.
And our legs, we you know.
Wow. Oh.
How long was the flight?
It was 3 hours. They were both 3 hour flights.
Yeah. Did you order some candy from the flight?
No, but my man just said every time I bump, he goes, "Oh, no problem, man. No, I came late." And by the way, I was trying to recruit everybody that looked.
He came late, but he never came late to the dinner table, right?
No, that's right. No, he.
Wow. I shouldn't say that.
See, you're a little mean spirited. You're a little mean spirited. I'm calling you out before people.
Early in the morning, I got a little edge to me, you know. Well,
Bo's recently, I think you lost weights, and now you feel like you can just take shots.
Oh, I knew the 290 pound Bo.
Oh, yeah. That must have been a nice
You never got 300, did you?
No.
You did 290, though.
I got up 290, yeah. I was up there.
And low as
I didn't like myself.
Low as 230.
Huh?
Low as 230.
I got down to 225 at one point. I'm probably about 230 right now, somewhere around there.
Look at you.
You know?
Who says still lose weight as we get older? Hey, man, I got to ask you this question.
Well, when we go on the ground, we're going to lose weight fast, you know?
That? Yeah, I know we are. So I'm due for another colonoscopy. I was going to talk to you about this off the air.
Yeah.
It's my third one, and I'm late. And I'm a couple years late. Yeah. I called the lady and I go, "Hey, how am I doing?"
Shame on you, man.
And she goes, "Well, you're about 3 years late. And at your age, you probably should make this." So anyway, Dr. Swartzen gives me the Cologuard.
He gave it to you already?
He sent it. And I go, "Nah, doc, I don't know." He goes, "No, just do it."
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we ended. But I didn't think much of it. So sure enough, this box comes to my house.
Yeah.
Bo,
it's not pleasant, Joe.
I can't do
it's
it,
not
Bo.
Pleasant, Joe.
I can't crap in one of those boxes.
I did it. You know, I was.
Did it work?
Well,
we could talk off.
Well, it worked. I mean, I got my.
I know you got my stuff
in the box. It, you know, but then you have to mail it in. You know.
Oh boy,
he told me about this yesterday.
He thought I was making it up.
I did think he was making it up.
So you know what the worst part was? I said, okay,
you don't crap in a box and just like stick it in your mailbox and hope that UPS.
No,
where does it go?
They give you a little tray. That fits in your toilet. This is what we're talking about. Guys are driving down the street. They got a Dunkin' Donuts donut in their hand. And we're talking about someone.
That's
crapping
a good
in
point.
Their, crapping in.
So Bo, anyway, how do you wrap this thing up and get
the plastic thing in there? You sit on it and you go the same way you do, but it just never hits the water, right? It just stays in this little thing.
So now you wrap it up.
I don't know. I forget what you did after that, but I think maybe you slide it in a box.
Yeah.
And then you mail it. You know?
I'm not doing that.
So you walk into the box with UPS or wherever you go, and it says Cologuard. Now you really feel like a douche.
Oh, I'm not
I mean?
That. I can't do
so,
it.
So, yeah.
And then you told me the guy's.
Well, then the guy, so this is my bad thing. So I did it, and I go, okay, I did it. And I go, well, do you put the toilet paper in there? What? You know, I don't know. You know, but So I send it in. I go, okay, hey, I'm good to go, you know.
And they
go, nah, you know, we saw something. You need to come and get the. I go, why'd I do this? Just
right.
So
go get the colonoscopy.
I would advise you, Joe, forget the Cologuard. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it, but I know you. I
can't do it. I've tried three times.
Look,
I had it in the bathroom, and I go, I can't do this.
Going and getting the colonoscopy is easier and less. Even if you're by yourself, if there was no one in your house, you were by yourself, and you went through this procedure with this box, right? I would rather go to the doctor, lay on a table with some nurse coming in, and then they stick they stick the thing where they gotta go.
Right.
I would rather do that than do
the
box.
Yeah, me too. I'm just gonna get that.
And it's faster.
So I set it up twice, and
the box
I had to cancel.
Much more pleasant though.
Anyway, enough. Hey, we got more stuff. Bo's right.
It was weird. He called me about that yesterday. I didn't think it was a real thing.
No, it is. It is. See what you got to look forward to.
How do you send it back? Do you just like
Bo,
stop at the post office?
Stop, Woody. You don't have to worry about it. You're still a young guy. How old are you? 50? I think we started doing this in our 50s. Anyway, don't worry there, young guy. You don't have to worry about that. We got a lot of stuff.
I think when my mailman picked it up, he put a nose clip on himself.
Oh.
Just leave it in the mailbox?
It's weird, man.
Huh? Nice and hot in that mailbox, I'm guessing.
It wouldn't fit in my mailbox, so I had to put it on the ground.
Hey, you want
to
hear the worst?
Sat on the ground for 3 hours.
Hey, Bo, you want to hear the worst?
In the summertime.
Bo, you want to hear the worst part of this?
What?
My wife goes, hey, you might want to call your brother-in-law, John.
Yeah.
John Tweeten.
Yeah.
It's his product.
I'm sure he's glad.
He's a regional guy.
He sells it?
He's the regional man. He's a head of sales for that product.
Then if he's in the family, Joe, you got to do it.
I called him and
he goes, why don't you do this?
He got mad. He goes, just do it.
Why don't you just do it? Why don't you do it tomorrow? Bring it in here so Hollywood can kind of see what the procedure is. Don't button it up. I mean, so he can open it up.
By the way,
I didn't realize there was a tray. Like, you made it sound like you had to reach into the toilet afterwards.
No, I didn't know.
Hey, that's what he made it sound.
What do you think you do? You get a strainer from the kitchen and just stick it under your butt?
That's what he made it sound like, that you had to reach in afterwards and, like, grab it or something.
No. You don't.
Hey, by the way, though, we do need, on a serious
note. No, I know.
Look, you're older than I. We need to get it done.
I would urge everybody our age, 50 and above, I think you're supposed to have them every 5 years.
Well, they'll tell you how many years. We need to see you're good for five, you're good for eight.
And I think I'm probably – so I'm going to probably get one here in the next
– I'm 3 years over.
Now, that's dangerous, Joe.
I know it is.
That's stupid. That's dangerous.
Dumb.
Yeah.
And by the way, had it all set
because
up,
once you, you know,
and I had to go
once
somewhere.
Once you go over that borderline
– Yeah, I know.
There's no turning back.
No, I got you. This is
– Just send the thing people, in, man.
Will you shut up for a second, man? Seriously. You have no say-so on this. You should just be listening
why don't you do this? Why don't you just have John come over and pick it up for you? Since he works
since it's his product.
So, hey, I'll leave it out in front for you. Pick it up on your way into work.
I do need to. I wish that doctor was a sports fan listening and would text me, Joe, come in. I just want to get it done. Those guys are all backed up, too, man.
Yeah,
Can't get in right away.
What's the turnaround time on that thing when you send it in?
Joe, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it.
Joe, being backed up is part of their business.
I know. That's true.
Nice job, Bo.
There you go.
All right, we got to go to break. We got to get back to some of this.
Chris Greer dodged one there because you got the –
We
got
to get back to the Chris Greer stuff from yesterday. And, hell, we might have more guys coming today. Chris said they're not done. We could still be doing this. Retool, rebuild, reset. Are they all related? Retool, reset, and rebuild?
I think so, yes. They're all in the same.
Rebuild. Now, you hear rebuild. That really gets your fan base like, what'd you say?
Yeah. Reset.
What?
It's just, you know, it just kind of gets a little lesser of a degree.
Okay.
I do like what you called them earlier, first cousins.
So the reset
is the first cousin of the rebuild.
Yeah, they're not brother and sister or brother and twins or anything like that. We got to go to break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, yeah, in terms of reset, it was just talking about the money philosophy and spending and stuff. But like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. There was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things. And we saw it from day one in OTAs. Like the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OTA as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff, that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be. And so we'll see how it plays out.
Chris Greer reset to, hey, don't give up on this team. We got a chance. We like this roster, and we are going to have some more new players coming in. We got to build it with young guys. You can't keep paying a lot of high guy, a lot of Tuas and Austins and Noahs and all the other guys that they've paid through the I missed on half those names. Tyreek and Jalen.
I agree with Chris. I agree with Chris this. I like this roster. I like this roster. This roster, but this should have been done 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, so you're right.
You can't go with
I agree.
Let's get these veterans, let's get these guys, let's get the big price guys, and then that doesn't work, and then you turn the page, which they did, and now you've got from last year's draft to this year's draft and moving forward, you're going to have a nucleus of really good young players. But you're not going to put five rookies starting in a season on opening day and expect to win the AFC East.
Yeah.
You know, and the expectation to me has got to be at least win the AFC East, let's try to nose in, let's try to sneak in and get a wild card. So I think this, I agree with the direction that they're going. But this direction should have been done 2 years ago.
So the only thing, and listen, I'm a little down on the GM, and I have been openly.
Oh, really?
For a while. I just want to say this. Like, I listen, and a lot of people like you liked what he had to say. Omar said I liked what he had to say yesterday. I just listened to everything. I listened last night. It was a 30-minute interview. Like he's talking about, wow, this is the way we want, and we haven't had this around here, and guys like each other, and they're playing. And I'm like, well, wait a second, man. Now, Omar disagrees with me. You drafted all these guys and free agents that you do background checks. You don't just take guys because of their numbers. You do background to see what kind of guy do they fit in. And you know a lot of people. Chris has been around, and his people that work with him have, hey, they've been with Chris a long, long time. Chris, it doesn't look good when – it looks good the first part. He goes, oh, we love what we're seeing right now. We haven't seen this before. Like, guys – didn't get along, and we're leaving early, and I'm like,
well, fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it.
What are we doing about? That's like talking about being late. Nobody wants to hear about being late, man.
Well so here's
like you, it's your job if somebody's late to do something.
So let's look at this draft. Let's look at this last two drafts.
Good drafts.
Let's go back 3 years. You drafted Cam Smith, and he's off the roster now. I think they just bumped him yesterday.
Tyndall and Smith were your highest picks class drafts.
Yeah, so come on. I mean, you know, you you hit on some guys really good. You know, last year was good.
On some guys throughout.
This year was really good, and who knows what's next year. But again, you know, it's you know, you're it's kind of the cows out the cows are out of the barn, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It just always seems like it's well, we didn't get it done, and we didn't know, but that this year, this is what we finally wanted. This is what it's supposed to look like, and the whole thing. And I mean, Bo,
look, I
one of the things he's talking about, Bo, is that these guys like each other.
Well, I look, I agree with that. And well,
our guys all liked each other every year. It wasn't even a question.
And I agree with the fact that this year you can see guys are being helped. You know, holding guys to a higher standard. You can hold a guys to a higher standard doesn't mean it's gonna play out in the field. Now, we don't know. We could be surprised by this or not. But, you know, like the example he gives, Terrell Dotson and Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks up in Chicago, yeah. They're fighting he's fighting with Terrell Dotson on our own sideline. The Bears are going, what the hell? You're supposed to fight with us, not your own. Yeah. But
I didn't have a problem with that.
No, but that's what it was. Jordan Brooks saying, "Hey, you need to play better. You need to do this better."
Right.
Which is, I think, you need that stuff. And I think our guys, when we played, would have done that same thing. And it would have been taken. You know, okay, yeah, let's. But I think that's a different. I know it's a different personality of guys they have. But again, why wasn't this? You know, you had guys that you gave a lot of money to, and you signed you hired a top rate defensive coordinator, and you had guys that didn't like him, so you chose the guys that didn't like him over the defensive coordinator, and all he does is go to Philadelphia and wins a Super Bowl without ever blitzing the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you know,
but by the way,
Who holds that weight?
So the Jalen Ramsey thing, which he's done and he's gone and it's over. But like when you decide to give him an extension, you didn't know what he was like?
Yeah, right.
Everybody knew what he was like. Jacksonville knew what he was like.
Yeah.
They were talking, hey, the Jalen Ramsey, I guess you guys kind of found out. Huh?
And,
like,
and look, and not only that, what about the Van Ginkles and the Christian
Wilkins?
Said
he couldn't afford them.
Well, okay.
Oh, he said that. Yes, he couldn't afford it. Can't afford all my good draft picks.
Well, maybe you chose the wrong ones to give the money to.
Say maybe give it your draft picks and not give all the money to guys that you had come in from other teams.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's just me.
Well, anyway, hey, listen. He called it a reset and flipped it and said it's not only a reset, but we think we got a lot of good players to win a lot of games. And Bo, we are going to find out starting.
Hey, look, you got a good opportunity.
Next Sunday.
You got a good opportunity to come out of the shoes quickly.
You got a good chance to go 2-0.
You got to beat the Colts, right? You got to beat the Colts. You come back here and in New England, you know, New England's going to be vulnerable, and then you know, everyone knows Buffalo. Hey, look, if you beat Buffalo, and then you're high. But you know, obviously,
let's go one game at a time.
Let's go, but then you come back. And you got the Jets. The Jets who are kind of trying to find. Oh, so it's
got to get after them
it's
too.
It's not unreasonable.
I know
to
what
think
you're thinking. Three,
that this
three
team
and
could
one.
Go 3-1.
Yeah. No, no, I'm
but
with you.
This team could easily. This team could easily go
not going
1-3.
7-0. He's done
going. You know,
he lost a lot last
People
year.
People were asking for 7-0 Bo on the text here this morning.
Well, you know, 7-0 Bo went the way of Tyreek out of the season in game two. That's where 7-0 Bo went. I was 1-for-1 going into game week two.
Why don't we go 1-0, Bo?
You stopped that 7-0 when Tua like went down, and all
well,
of a sudden you're out in Seattle.
I didn't stop it.
Skyler in Seattle was not a good match.
Who did he throw his head into in game two? Was it Tennessee? Where was it? Who was game two? I don't know, but anyway, that game two became the end of 7-0, Bo.
Yeah. that came to a screeching halt right there. That was done. Yeah. So anyway, hey. We're going to find out, man. I would really like to know, and I'll never know, and Bo, you'll never know, is Stephen Ross. You think they ever apologized to him? Anybody ever, when they spend all his friggin' money to – I mean, it's never been about money for Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
And he keeps them.
Yeah.
What did they say to him? Like, oh, I got a great relationship with Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
That's great you have a great relationship. You should.
You know, I don't know Mr. Ross from his real job.
Yeah.
You know, from the real estate guy, the builder.
I'm
the
guessing
guy,
he didn't get to be that wealthy by being soft on guys.
Exactly. In fact, you remember a couple years ago, they brought a bunch of guys up to his office. It kind of, you know, some of the team to see what he did.
Yeah.
And they were in meetings and stuff like that. And I heard guys come, man, that guy in the meetings. he's the real deal, man. I mean, he's not.
This is his world, and he's a badass.
I got 10,000 windows sitting here, and they should have been up yesterday. You know, and they're getting that kind of. So I gotta assume that from the football standpoint, there's got to be some of those, you know, come to Jesus moments when, hey, what the hell's going on here?
I stayed with you another year.
Yeah.
And what are we doing? What's the plan? By the way, I don't care what anybody says. Somebody told Chris Greer, we're not spending money. You blew it out last year. We're not doing it again. We got a mess to clean up now with all these guys with dead money that we're going to have. We have to do it a different way. So we went cheap on a lot of free agents. We need some of those guys to play way. We're counting on some of those $2 million a year guys to play really well. And then that young class of guys that we've been talking about and how important they are and the guys that you've added. And that thing may not be done at this point. Juju Brents comes in, cornerback off waivers from the Colts. And our boy, Anarumu.
Yeah. Lou Anarumu.
Anarumu. I drank so many beers with Lou the other night. Well, not the other night, a few months ago.
Yeah. Lou's good.
He's defensive coordinator there now.
I think I was dancing with him at one point.
You could have been dancing that night.
I was dancing with Darren.
I don't know, but I was out there. You were out there. I was laughing my ass off watching you dance. Then you got up. That made all the rest of us had to. You're out there, and you're doing it. Kendall Lamb's in now. Back up. By the way, that's a good guy to get back.
I'm fine with Kendall Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
hell
fine
yeah.
with Kendall Lamb.
That's an upgrade to the backups.
No doubt.
Riley Patterson comes in. Jeff Wilson, probably practice squad, probably going to make his way up to the active roster for the Colts next week. And there may be more
coming
on the way.
Well, we kind of knew when you looked at that roster, especially the secondary, that some was going to have to. You couldn't really go in with that. You know, I mean, look, had Ethan Bonner not pulled a hamstring,
but I don't think that was going to be it anyway.
But I'm saying. You might have gone into opening week with two undrafted free agents starting on your and one Storm Duck being the cornerstone of your group, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, that all of a sudden has changed though with three new faces going to be there. I'm dying to see what's going to look like with everything next week. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff. Kim Bocamper's with us this morning. Talking about a lot of different things, went all over the board here, and talking a lot about Chris Greer, 30-minute press conference yesterday, and where this team is right now. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app.
and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, Steve's been tremendously supportive. Obviously, we tell him everything that's going on because, he's the boss. He's competitive. He wants to win like we all do. But he knows a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that people don't, which is great. And so he has a really good understanding from his business side, but also as from player and a human being side. So when we go through it and talk about it, he's like all of us. We want to win games. We want to win playoff games. We want to win Super Bowls. So none of us are happy that it hasn't happened, but also, when we work through stuff, we're very clear on what our goals are and communicating with him with everything, and he communicates to us as well.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Chris Greer, slow down there, big fella, on Super Bowls. Let's slow down. And by the way, I do agree, it's not about winning records. It's not 9-8 all of a sudden, or We just were out one game last year. We were so close, and there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes you guys aren't aware of. Like, yeah, I'm aware of one thing. You either win or you lose. That's it.
I mean, the game is it's cut and dry. It's not only football. It's baseball. It's basketball. Are you winning or are you losing? Are you sneaking into the playoffs or are you busting into the playoffs?
But we just have one thing that's going on no matter what. We haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. Yeah. You just asked me how many years.
Unbelievable.
To think that we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
That's hard to believe.
There's nobody over there in the front office or works over there that can't understand the frustration of everybody. And by the way, not just our fan base. Bo, I put you and OJ in there as much as anybody. Like enough.
So your guy Jamie in there. How old's Jamie? Jamie, how old are you?
What are you, Jamie? 18? 17?
How old are you?
Just had 39. Sex for the 39. First time.
Oh, 39? 39?
First time, all right. Bro. Come on.
No, I thought he was like
that.
All right, I was just recently.
I thought he was 25. So yeah. I'm saying a guy that's 25 has not seen the Dolphins win a playoff game. In their life.
I have not seen the Dolphins win a playoff game ever.
See, there you go.
I'm 23 years old.
You were 33?
I'm 23.
23. Yeah, see, there you go. There you go. Haven't seen one.
It's tough out here, man.
You weren't even the thought of your mother and father at the time. I mean, that's terrible. We can't. That's terrible.
I'm the problem. I don't know.
No. Don't do that. We got enough guilt. Don't be beating yourself up about
I'm just messing around.
Yeah, but it's a shame. I mean, look, how many devoted fans do the Dolphins have,
by the way, the fan base that are in
that that are in that category where I have never seen this team win a playoff game?
Well, we know they have passionate fans that send emails.
Well,
to
management.
I just want to tell you, man, on behalf of that, and Chris made it a point to bring up that he gets vicious emails. Do you have that soundbite? Can you play that soundbite for us? And so don't think I'm making this up here. But this part of it sucks. This is like Chris does not deserve this part of people. And I get fans are upset. And, you know, and he's right. People are probably really nice when they see him. Like, hey, let's. And then they walk away from him, probably say stuff. But you have it, Woody? Are you still looking for it? You good?
I haven't had many interactions with fans. No. When I see guys, they're like, hey, and if I'm out. People have always been respectful and nice, and they just say, hey, you know, keep going, appreciate you. And so it's been, no, the guys to my face have been nice. I know there's people that are upset, but that's any job. And if I was comfortable and saying I felt great about what things are, then I'm an because I'm not being realistic about where we are as a team and where things are going. So after last season. So I'm frustrated like they are that we didn't win enough games last year. So I understand it. Like I said, I don't take things personally, but when I'm out, people have been generally, you know, very positive and stuff to me. But I know there's guys. I mean, I've gotten some colorful emails with from couple people, including hoping my kids die of cancer, which was a fun one. I was like, there you go. So that's why I don't take things very personal or real, because other people have other issues and stuff in life. So I missed that
press conference. I was doing something else. And what I'm assuming is those reporters peppered him pretty good with the whys, why nots, and all those.
Yeah, they did. They got after pretty good.
Yeah.
But listen, Chris, vicious emails upset fans hoping your kids die or somebody dies. I mean, seriously. You need to get a life. You have major issues, and you need to go away. Seriously. You can be upset. We walk out after games.
Yeah.
And, you know, we park in the middle of where everybody else is, and I get it from the same people. They know we walk out and about what time we walk out. And, you know, when we don't play well, they're pissed off. And on top of it, the alcohol kicks in a little bit.
No more than us.
I'm
not very happy. You know,
those people spend a lot of money to go to those
games.
They do. People are heckling. You guys are getting paid to be there. So these people spend a lot of money, and they spend their Sundays.
Yeah, not all those
I
guys.
Get it.
Not all those guys get free tickets like you. So they really.
Yeah.
Get
hey,
upset.
By the way, Jerky, did you say we get paid
to go to work the games?
Yeah,
of course you.
Well,
do.
You're a clown. That's none of your business. Maybe we work for free.
Oh, you volunteer?
Yes. Oh, maybe we're not making any money there.
But I'm just saying, like, those fans have a right to
be
pissed.
No, they do. But look, there's a line. There's a line you got to draw there. But
anyone who even sends an email of any kind is a lunatic.
I don't blame the Dolphin fans, especially the people that have, for 25 years have not seen a playoff game, for being upset and for questioning the football team and for being upset about what's going on over these years. And look, for whether it was Jeff Ireland, Chris Greer, whatever general manager we've had over that 25 years, they are accountable for it. They're all accountable for it.
Yeah.
It is insane how long it is, though.
I agree.
It is insane.
And my whole point getting back to this thing.
I was a sophomore in high school, Bo.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm almost 40 with two kids.
Chris Greer is a general manager. He runs the whole thing.
Yes.
He's in charge. So I don't know. Like, people are like, oh, you're a little hard on Chris Greer.
What are you going to do? The strength coach? Hey, the strength coach isn't very good. Yeah, that's why they're losing. No.
You know, when he talks about the team not having chemistry, you haven't had it till now. We finally, we got a great group, but we haven't had it in the past. Like, Chris, I wouldn't be going telling everybody that.
His answers were fine yesterday, though. The problem is that, like, he just shouldn't be doing these things. I don't know if there's a way around
look,
it.
Well, look, what do you expect the guy to say?
He just need to do this because
what do people expect him to say?
He's so riled up by Chris's comments.
Do they expect him to say, hey, you know, I've done it for the last
No, he can't. You're right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You can't do that.
They asked him, are you worried about the cornerbacks?
You know, I had this – I had this talk with Anthony Weaver going in the game.
Yeah.
He got off the bus same time and we're talking. And I go, hey, I thought you handled some of the stuff. He goes, so we were laughing. I go, yeah, they're really waiting for you to say, hey, my cornerbacks, what a god-awful group it is. And he started laughing. He goes, man. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know.
Yeah, no. It's,
and it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Well,
or the GMs are going to go, you know.
First of all, it's not in their DNA. It's not in their DNA
to accept. Positive. It is.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's be positive. And but, look, you can say what – you know, you can say whatever you want. You know, the proof is when you look at the record at the end of the season, and did you go to the playoffs or did you not go to the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know, let's kind of hold.
By the way,
let's kind of hold the Super Bowl at bay right now until we get to a playoff win. You know.
You know, I appreciate his
bio. You know, you got all those morons up in New England that won like 12 Super Bowls. And now they're pissed because they don't have a very good team.
Yeah.
You know, that was 3 years ago. You know, that was 3 years ago.
You know, the worst part is there's people predicting that team of the Patriots can have a better record than we do.
Well,
I got to tell you, that's going to be a hard one.
Well,
if that happened,
they
literally, and they had a lot of money last year.
The
NFL
right now. Everyone loves the Patriots right now.
Oh, no, there's a Patriots love
Drake
affair
Mason,
going on.
They had a pretty good offseason from free agency in the draft.
If that right tackle is really good, it's going to be. That first guy took the first offense line, and they had a lot of money. They had a record amount of money. My God, they went out and they spent it. People that really are crazy about that team. I just want to go after. Do you know anybody that likes one of those fans that lives down here?
I don't even like the look of their uniform. They should go back to.
Then the food wouldn't be as good.
They should go back to those old uniforms. You know,
the guy
with the six guns on there. You know, what was it? What was his name? Patriot Pete or whatever his name was. They're a name of that mascot.
Yeah.
Those red uniforms and red and those are nice uniforms. Steve Grogan with the neck roll on.
All I know is that thing lasted with Brady
forever.
25 friggin' years, man. You go back up, and I watch him go through his 20s and then his 30s. Yeah. And then finally he and Belichick couldn't get along in their 40s.
So not only the Super Bowls, but you get the game where they got to the AFC Championship games and lost or something. It's not like they were like dropping down to 8-8, you know what I mean?
At least Belichick's a national embarrassment, though, so
why?
We have that going for
us.
He's
got a hot girlfriend? That makes it an embarrassment?
I don't think he thinks he's a national embarrassment.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
In fact, I don't think he really cares what you think about it.
I think they play on Monday night.
By the way, you
I think they play TCU on Monday night. I hope they lose.
You're the only one that's got the problem with the 24-year-old.
Awesome. Well, and my wife. I know you guys are ganging up on me right now, but I'd like to see it happen to you. Is what I'd like.
See what?
Not, actually,
see,
I don't want
to
see
what?
It happen to you.
I got young women to come up to me and tell me they know my kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I've had some come up to me and say, "Hey, do you have a son?"
Yeah, right. Oh, that's funny. That story, by the way.
I go, "Yeah, I have a son, but he's fat."
I was out with Shapiro. We were all sitting at the bar. Oh, were you there that night?
No.
The girl comes up.
Oh, no.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
And she's all over Shappy.
Yeah.
And Shappy buys her a drink. Well. And I don't know if Shappy's in a relationship. Yeah. This is a long time ago. But anyway, so he's carrying on. And she goes, So she's going, "What are you doing? How long are you going to be here?" And Shappy's getting all excited. And
some 30-year-old walks in and
she finally says, no, she finally says, "My mother's single and you'd be so perfect for my mother. Here's a picture."
Oh, my God.
And he just was so bummed out, man. And it was one of the funniest stories
Shappy
I've
was
ever
a man
seen.
About, you know, he's out
we
there
got for, his hurricane thing, by the
he's
way.
He's out
if you
there
want.
For the man about town there for quite a while. Lobster Bar, Eddie V's.
Oh, if he's going those two places. Hey, by the way, that's a question. Is that restaurant ever going to be a little bit of a – can you ever see it potentially as a older single women?
You talking about Catch and Cut?
Yeah.
No. It's going to be a family restaurant. It's going to be a neighborhood restaurant, you know. I'm gonna tell you what.
I hear Chef Andre going. Jeez, Joe.
Sometimes I walk in there, I look at the bar, and I go, "Oh, it's not bad there." You know, I mean, you know, it's a nice crowd.
Oh no, it's a good looking crowd.
It's a good looking crowd.
It's a good looking crowd. People are dressing up to
yes,
go.
There you go.
They
there
better go. For as good as that food and that service is, man. I'm telling you.
If Woody would get out of a sweatshirt, we may allow him in the door.
You don't have any say in this. I've already been invited back.
You invited back. Have you been there yet?
I said I've been invited once.
I'm
going
back.
For the first time.
Back means it.
No,
you know what, honestly?
Here. Chef's back here. He invited me.
They invited you after hours are over to have a drink with some of the guys before they go home. That's about it. Hey,
they only like you because you're a big tipper.
You got to come through the back door. You got to come through the kitchen.
We got to go. I got to tell you.
You want to play the Shapiro thing or no? The hurricane. Do you remember this?
"All right, Phil, listen, I love you. You're the best. I've been texting you. You're the best, and you know that."
Here it comes.
"Let me ask you a question. All right, listen. When the baseball All-Star game was at Marlins Park, did I ask you to go out and cover that?"
"I was at home watching."
"Oh, yeah, okay, Phil. Hey, Phil, when the Heat won 3 NBA championships, did I ask you to go out and cover those games?"
No, you did not.
Phil, when the tennis is on Key Biscayne, when the golf used to be at Doral, did I ask you to go out and cover those events?"
"I owe you. I owe you big time."
Phil Farrow, what the hell is the sports guy doing out in this hurricane?
"We love you.
Are you insane?
You do such a great job. We love you out there."
"Oh, my God. Get your weather people out here, man. It's ridiculous. Tell all my coworkers and people, really, at all the other stations, everything, they're doing a good job. This is crazy. Stay safe.
It's
I know
late,
that it's
Shappy.
Just calmed down just a little bit now, and it's going to get a lot worse. We saw some of the worst. It ain't fun out here. I promise you it ain't fun, but we will be here when you need us, Phil Farrell. We will be here when you need us."
A round of applause for you back here. You do a great job. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll see you in a little while.
Steve Shapiro had to cover weather like
I did
you
too.
Did, too. I saw
too,
you
a
out
lot,
there.
A lot.
They never made me go out there, but you guys had to go out there.
Yeah,
Shappy
I had the coveted 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. shift overnight.
Shappy was the only one. He got called in. I know for a fact he got called in the
no
news
doubt.
Director and
no
like,
doubt.
"What are you doing?" Yeah. And oh my God. Hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to. Speaking of a great restaurant with great people, The only negative is one's a Patriots fan.
Oh, my God.
What's Gene the Dream? Is he a...
Gene the Dream, I think he's a Miami fan. You know, Gene the Dream is a fan of whoever he's serving his team is.
By the way, don't ever talk about the number one serving in South Florida.
Bad news.
Guy comes in and he's a Cleveland Browns guy, and he goes, yeah, I'm a Cleveland Brown guy. Yeah,
don't tell me he's a Patriots
fan. Bernie Kosar.
No, he's a Philly scumbag.
You better be careful because he'll smack you, scumbag. You know, scumbag's a little soft for a guy. For you talking about anybody being a scumbag. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.